Back in the 1970s, a foursome of students from Garfield High in East Los Angeles formed the band Los Lobos, the Wolves. They played the traditional music of their Hispanic neighbors, and over the years distilled that music into a variety of forms, from Kiko and the Lavender Moon a decade ago to Done Gone Blue. That's the first track on this year's Good Morning, Aztlan. Good Morning, Aztlan is the band's 11th studio album. It comes as the band celebrates its 25th anniversary together. It was principally written by band members David Hidalgo and Luis Perez, who join us now from our studios in New York City. Gentlemen, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you.
And if I could ask you, Mr. Perez, is there a theme to this new album?
As some of your listeners may or might not know, Aztlan is the name of the mythical birthplace of the indigenous peoples of Mexico, mm-hmm. which was adopted by the early Chicano movement happening in the late 60s and early 70s. We just kind of adopted that to the title song because the song kind of tells of the verses go through, they're like vignettes of different things that happen around where we grew up. And at the same time, I think Aztlan goes, it speaks more of just a home and family, and I think something that is more universal than specific.
There's a big fat park with an arrow through the middle of this place that I call home. When I get lost, I don't even got a nickel, there's a piece of dirt I call my own. I gotta say one.
Pretty good. That's
damn fine song, gentlemen.
Yeah, I like song. The way that sounds. Yeah. You know.
Do you, Mask, feel some sense of responsibility at being a voice of L.A., of East L.A.?
Well, I don't know if we're the voice of L.A., but we do have a responsibility and, to represent where we come from. So,
what happens is a byproduct of our success has been the opportunity to redefine a lot of the myths and stereotypes that people have about our culture. You know, we can travel to Helsinki, Finland, or be in Nagoya, Japan, and people have a certain idea of what Mexican culture is about, mm-hmm. And there might be some misunderstanding that we can sort of reconfigure when we play, but those same type of misunderstandings you don't have to go as far as Oslo, Norway. It happens right here in the United States. So we,
in our end too. I mean, we had our own, there was stereotypes and things that we'd grown up with, just being isolated in our own community, East LA, and to get out and see that people are pretty much the same everywhere. You know, same things make us happy. Same things, we have the same problems too.
I got to ask you about another song here, and may or may not want to talk about it. Luz de mi vida. Let's listen to a little of it if we can.
Cuando you and me, we were just chiquillos. We would always run through the town nopal. We would often say to each other, there could be no fin, siempre los dos.
As I don't have to tell you, listeners and critics have interpreted this as being a specific song about the loss of someone.
Caesar asked me to write this lyric, and you know, I've read quite a few reviews that you know, people feel that this is a song about loss, and particularly Caesar's loss.
May we explain? I'm sorry. Caesar Rosa is your bandmate there in Los Angeles.
Yes, Lobos. Right.
And his wife Sandra Gomez was killed.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that it's real hard for me to talk about this. But you know, we've experienced some you know, tough times in the past couple of years, and I think that's why this record's so simple. We wanted to go back to something that was just really kind of pure and easier for us. Mm-hmm. At one point, we weren't even sure we could be a band anymore. You know, we just stopped playing. We stopped playing music, and we got to a point that you know, we had cut ourselves off from the thing we were put on this earth to do.
I'm struck by your phrase. You maybe inadvertently or in your grief cut yourself off from what you were born to do.
Right. When things happen, you start to reassess and you start to prioritize things. And we took the music away and realized that we were still friends.
Outside of our own immediate families, our own kids, our wives and kids, I mean, everyone in this band is our family, you know. All the kids, all of our children grew up together. Our wives all hung out together. So I mean, it's a lot bigger than just being a band. So that's why it was. Yeah. This whole thing was devastating to everyone involved. You know, when it comes down to it, I mean, we go through, you know, lots of trials and, you know, ups and downs, and times we want to get just, you know, hang it up and move on, but there's something about what we've accomplished with this band, or that something that happens when we play together that's important. That's, you know, that's something that we have to hang on to. So that's what keeps us together, I think.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's been awfully good talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
David Hidalgo and Luis Perez are members of Los Lobos, and the band's latest album is Good Morning, Aslan. In a house of God.